With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration has revoked a key scientific finding that supported U.S. regulations on greenhouse gas emissions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump's EPA rescinded a 2009 declaration that carbon dioxide and other gases endanger public health. The president hailed the move to roll back climate regulations.
This action will eliminate over $1.3 trillion of regulatory costs and help bring car prices tumbling down dramatically.
He argued that the Obama-era scientific finding had no basis in fact. However, the administration's decision is expected to spur legal challenges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's multi-billion-dollar lawsuit against the BBC will go to trial in 2027. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A U.S. judge has ordered a trial date for February 2027. He rejected an attempt by Britain's national broadcaster to delay proceedings. Trump filed a lawsuit in December 2025 over the way the BBC edited a speech he gave on January the 6th, 2021. The president is claiming $5 billion for defamation and a further $5 billion for unfair trade. The publicly funded broadcaster has apologized to Trump over the edit of the January 6th speech, but rejects claims it defamed him. Karen Chamas, London.
A federal judge has blocked the Pentagon from punishing Democratic Senator Mark Kelly, a former U.S. Navy pilot, for participating in a video that called on troops to resist unlawful orders. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 669 points, the Nasdaq dropped 469, the S&P declined 108. This is SRN News. Abortion and gay marriage amendments are advancing in Virginia, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Abigail Spanberger has authorized a public referendum on the measures, one of which would enshrine abortion in the state constitution if voters approve it in the fall. The other amendment would enshrine gay marriage. Democrats have been pushing both pieces of legislation in an effort to place abortion and homosexual unions beyond the reach of future legislatures and any court rulings on the national level. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has stopped flying a rainbow flag at the Stonewall National Monument, the country's first federal monument to the gay pride movement. The flag was taken down from a flagpole on the National Park Service-run site, which centers on a tiny park in Manhattan's Greenwich Village. The Park Service says it's complying with recent guidance that clarifies longstanding flag policies. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump says he's revoking an Obama-era climate rule known as the endangerment finding,
which the Obama and Biden administration used to destroy countless jobs. The jobs have been just decimated. Although they're all coming back because of tariffs, they're all coming back into our country.
And the president says revoking the rule will now benefit car makers and make cars more affordable for buyers. Correspondent Alex Viega reports on sliding U.S. mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.09%. The pullback reverses an uptick in recent weeks just as the housing market closes in on the spring home buying season. I'm Alex Viega.
It was a losing session on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 669 points. The S&P 500 off by 108. And the NASDAQ down 469. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.